Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word now and to a message today. Old-fashioned freedom. Say that with me. Now, you people cannot hold me up. I can't be long today. Especially you, Roger. We know it's Roger's fault, right? See? At least part of the audience is blaming you. That's good. Old-fashioned freedom. The freedom to do the right thing. Let's walk with it. Here we go. You ready? This is 4th of July week coming up. Celebrating our independence. Okay? The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these what? Truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They've been endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, which is these to the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Okay? We celebrate that this week. It's a big deal. The only country in the world founded on a creed. The only country that we know of founded on a creed. A creed that we're free. All men are created equal by their Creator. Let's look at it. And you shall know the truth, Jesus said. Say it with me. And the truth shall make you free. And inside of those men's hearts, women as well, but certainly they weren't very free either, to be honest with you, and didn't get their freedom for a while after. But inside their heart, whether it was a black man or a white man, something beaten inside that said, free. I can be free. I can be free. Jesus said you can be. If the Son therefore shall make you what? You shall be what? Free indeed. Free indeed. Let's roll with the message now and see what we can find. Today we're talking about old-fashioned freedom. And the freedom to do the right thing. America is free because America is good. America is free because of the virtue and moral values of its citizens. These values and morals are rooted and grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Specifically, say it with me, the Ten Commandments. As more and more of American citizens cease to be good, the freedoms in America will erode and diminish and will ultimately be dissolved. Guess who said that? I did. Alright? You thought you were reading some great historian, didn't you? You're like, wow, look at that. Wonder if that was Jefferson or somebody. No, that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned. Reading history and looking at history and studying over the last many years during these times, it's caused your pastor to love America more. Being in this high school on a Sunday morning and pulling my Titan pickup truck in here and parking it out by the road has caused me to appreciate freedom more. Y'all listening to me or not? Today, being in this room and having them allow us to use that road in the back and come around here and be able to make it a little different and walk in here makes me appreciate freedom more and America more. Are y'all hearing me today? This is a good thing. But as we cease to do the right thing, as we cease in this country to do the right thing, you mark it down, we're going to continue to lose freedoms. The greatest freedom you have is to do the right thing. Say that with me. The greatest freedom I have is to do the right thing. How about again? The greatest freedom I have is to do when you do the wrong thing, when you make a bad business deal, you had the freedom to make a good one, and you blew it. You listening to me? You're in a bad relationship. In this country, you have the freedom to walk away from it. Did you know that? Yes or no? Crazy, isn't it? The country you live in. Say, you got a bad job. Sometimes you need to stay with it and work it out. in a lot of situations. However, but if you've got a bad job, shoot, in this country, you can go, bah, I'm going to go find me another job. Do you understand? Say, or if you're working for somebody who's a crook, you have the freedom to do the right thing and say, no, sir, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, but I might starve to death. Well, you have the freedom to do the right thing if you want to. Are y'all listening or not to me today? Say yes or no. That's where you live, America. Freedom to do the right thing. Got to roll, Raj. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whole goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only, say it with me, for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Who said that? James Adams. Yeah, now I wasn't smart enough to say that. I'm John Adams, excuse me. Yeah, I can't even read. Here we go. Come on. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government. Say self-government. Upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern who? To control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Who said that? James Madison. Well, look at that. It wasn't just this wild-eyed preacher that had such a crazy idea. No, these are our founding fathers. This is what they believed. Are y'all hearing me or not? Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally what? He, therefore, is the truest friend of liberty, of his country, who tries most to promote its virtue, and who, so far as his power and influence will extend, will not suffer a man to be chosen onto any office of power and trust who is not a wise and a virtuous man. Who said that? Samuel Adams. Now, I just vote party line. But did you know you had the freedom to make the right choice? Say, yeah, but what will Mama think? Well, I have the freedom to say, Mama, I really don't care what you think. I'm going to do the right thing, Mama. If that's all right with you, Mama. Isn't that what Elvis said? Come on. I'm sorry. Here we go. Bad men cannot make good citizens. Did you see that? Well, I'm a good citizen. Not if you're a bad man. I'm a good citizen. Not if you're a bad man. You're hurting our country. Are you listening to me or not? Yeah, this is more than just coming to church and we're going to be religious and all walk like Jesus and stuff. No, that's the right thing to do, but it's also very good for our country. You listening or not? Come on. Bad men can't make good citizens. It's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to five things: justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue. Oh, and by the way, a frequent reoccurrence to all the founding principles and fundamental principles this country was founded on. Who said that? Give me liberty or give me death. His name was Patrick Henry. Have a whole message just on Patrick Henry, don't we? If you want to check it out sometime online. Okay? God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we've removed their only firm basis? A conviction in the minds of men that these liberties are the gift of God? That they are not to be violated but with His what? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and His justice will not sleep forever. Who said that? Thomas Jefferson. And it's funny, you'll hear people today tell you, well, Thomas Jefferson didn't believe in God. Well, they must not can read. Amen. Say. people will say anything and do anything to get by with anything. They'll change history, rewrite things so they can do what they want to do. But, you know, our country's worth you doing the right thing and you not rewriting history on us. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. And we'll do that with the Bible. Well, yeah, but the Bible don't mean that. It don't say that. Won't we, preacher? We'll rewrite that, won't we? Got another preacher. Don't we do that, preacher? I love having these pastors in the audience this morning. Yeah. Come on. No, no, no. Do the right thing. Say that with me. Do the right. Can we scream it? Come on. It's good for us. One more time. Do the right. You ever told that to your kids? Here we go. Public virtue cannot exist in a nation without what? And a public virtue is the only foundation of republics. We think you can just do wrong, be wrong, say wrong, whatever, and keep America free? No, I don't think so. I think we're going to continue to lose freedoms as we continue to do the wrong thing. As individuals, and we can blame Washington, but America could get fixed in a heartbeat if its citizens would do the right thing. How many believe that? Come on. That's why I like how you might say, Clark, it's a big country. We can't fix this country. It's all a mess. Well, then why don't we just try to work on Inglewood? Last time I checked, Inglewood's in America, right? Why can't we? And what? Okay, well, but Inglewood's a big place, Clark. How can we fix Inglewood? Well, how about if we just work on fellowship? How about right here, say? Well, I don't know. It's a big church. I don't know. Well, how about you just work on you then? How about that? Say, you see how that works? You, then us, the church, and then maybe our community, and then maybe a little broader part of this country. Amen. Say. That's how that works, guys. Instead of like, oh, there's no hope. See, no hope gives you every opportunity to keep making bad choices. Come on. Hope deferred, the Bible says, makes the heart what? Sick. Got to have hope. John Adams said that. No country upon earth ever had it more in its power to attain blessings. Much to be regretted indeed would it be were we to depart from the road, say it with me, which Providence has pointed us to so plainly. I cannot believe it will ever come to pass. The great governor of the universe has led us too long and too far to forsake us in the midst of it. We may now and then get bewildered, but I hope and I trust that there is good, what? Sense and virtue enough left to recover the right, what? What crazy person said that? George Washington. Isn't that crazy? Say. We're celebrating America this week. Are you hearing it? Hey, you can't celebrate America and read good history books without praising God, worshiping God, believing in God. Are y'all hearing me today? I don't care what somebody stands up and tells you. They're lying to you. All that is necessary for evil to triumph, say it with me, is for good men to do nothing. Sir Edmund Burke. British House of Commons. Okay? Good men doing nothing. What can a good man do or a good woman do? He or she can do what? The right thing. How about that? Say, make one right decision, then add to that right decision another right decision, and then add that and another right decision, and then another right decision, and another right decision, and before you know, you look back and go, well, look at that, I made a lot of good right decisions. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to do this, does it, say? Come on. History fails to record. Very important. History fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to what? Moral decay have not passed into political an economic decline. What crazy man said that? General Douglas MacArthur. I'd say the general knew a little bit, wouldn't you say? He could read. Great civilizations from the past, you name it. Whatever empire it may have been. Moral decay, decline, the collapse of that nation or that empire. In France, I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in different directions. But in America, say it with me, I found they were intimately what? But we're told separation of church and state, which is not true. We're told America is not a Christian nation, which is not true. Hey, the French fellow could see it. Who was he? Alex de Tocqueville. There you go. But we have forgotten God. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by our own what? Superior wisdom of our what? We did it. Abraham Lincoln. People that we hold in high esteem. Lincoln, Jefferson, Washington. These weren't perfect men by any means. But certainly they have a place in history, and most of them have monuments that are huge that you can walk into in this country. These are big people, man. Amen? Come on. Oh, I can't believe it. They believed this? Sure they did. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Who said that? Ronald Reagan. Yeah. You forget that you're one nation under God, you'll be a nation gone under. Crazy. Let's keep looking. Old-fashioned freedom. We have the freedom to what? Do the right thing. Now, come on here now. They're not dropping like flies on us. They just got a little job they're doing. Let's talk about us the last little bit, Raj. How we doing? Do I have to fly? Oh good grief. Say that with me. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Could we say it out loud, please? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their... Let's talk about that. Old-fashioned freedom, the freedom to do the right thing. One of the greatest verses in the Bible is, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. And basically, if they'll do the right thing. Let's talk about that real quick. If my people. Say that with me. I what? Can you say it loud? Don't forget that. You're His people. Say it one more time. I belong to God. I belong to God. You remember that when you're starting to make a bad choice. Who do you belong to? I belong to God. Which are called by my name. Say that with me. I am. One more time. I am. One more time. I am. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says I'm in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Bible says somehow, some way, I'm already seated in the heavenlies. His blood has purchased me and bought me. My name's been written in the Lamb's book of life. I am in who? Christ. Remember that next time. When you got that choice. Shall humble themselves. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. If what? Say that with me. I what? I humble myself. The word humble means to be under. We're going to go through this pretty quick. It means to be under. He's my Lord. He's my head. He's my what? I can do this. I can make the right choice. I can stand up. I can do it. I know I can do this. If I what? Humble myself. How many times in life, come on, my hands up, you did something stupid because you're full of yourself is what you were. Can I see your hands? Come on, full of yourself, pride, you thought right. I willingly put myself under His hand and under His what? Authority. Keep looking. Say it with me. Come on. Old-fashioned freedom is knowing you belong to God. You and Jesus, baby. Old-fashioned freedom is I humble myself. See, that's old-fashioned freedom. You can do that in America. You can't do it in a lot of countries. You couldn't do that in a lot of countries. So far, what we've said, you couldn't do it in a lot of countries. You can do it here. Amen. Come on. Humble myself and what? Pray. If what? I pray. Prayer is what? That's what prayer is. It's humility in action. We don't need you praying some flowery prayer to show us how special you are because you got this prayer language thing going on. Okay? No, prayer is actually showing you're humble and that you need God and you can't do it on your own. Amen. Say, prayer is me decreasing and Him what? Increasing. You understand? Prayer is humility in action. Prayer, why? Because I see my what? Inability. I recognize what? No, Gary wants to do the wrong thing. Oh, yeah. But see, God wants Gary to do the right thing. So I got to pray because, see, Gary wants to do the wrong thing. But God wants Gary to do the right thing. See, I got to pray. Which means humble myself and realize, boy, my ability ain't squat. But His ability is incredible. Amen. Say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I pray. If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek God's face. If what? I seek God's face. The idea is to what? Desire something strongly. To have a strong what? Passion. You can do right. You start seeking His face. You start having your heart beat for His heart. A passion after Him. You'd be surprised how decisions are going to come easier for you. You understand? With my whole heart I've sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your what? Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against who? The one whose face I'm seeking. The one who I'm passionate about. So I seek God's face. By people which call by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Uh-oh. If what? I turn from my what? So you have the freedom to do that in this country. Did you know that you have the freedom to do that? Yeah, but I've been wicked my whole life. You have the freedom to do that in this country. You can turn and repent and put your faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, it's all been a progression so far. I humble myself, that's God's authority. I pray, that's God's ability. I seek, that's God's face, that's God's will in my life. Did you see the progression? Yes or no? You're not going to be turning from your wicked ways if you don't have 1, 2, and 3 be working. Amen. Say. Come on. The word turn from my wicked ways is the word repent. It means to turn. It means to turn. Following the progression. Following if my people which call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The progression enables me to see clearer my path of what? Destruction and error. Oh, I can see it now. How many would say that's been true of your life? In your life, you've had a destructive path, but because of Jesus Christ in your life and following Jesus Christ, you saw different than you used to see. Can I see your hands? See, that's just pretty much elementary, isn't it? Isn't that the truth? What we used to think was right, we look at now, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. How many would say that with me? I can't believe I did that. You did. And I did. Because we're sinners, right? That's why Jesus died. Don't make excuses. Follow the progression. Be a good American. Do the right thing. Amen. Say. For I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. It was me that did it, that thou mightest be justified. You're justified, God, when you speak, and you're clear when you judge me. Create in me a what? Clean heart, O God, and renew a what inside of me? A right spirit inside of me. Restore unto me the what? And uphold me with a free spirit. Hey, that'll work for America too. Restore unto America the joy of her salvation. Amen? How does that happen? By doing the right thing. That's what the Scriptures teach. I turn from my wicked ways. I see it. I own it. I turn away from it. I follow God's path. Say those four words with me. I see it. I own it. I turn away from it. I follow God's path. It's called I Live in America. I have the freedom to do the right thing today. It's called old-fashioned freedom. Are you hearing the message today or not? The founders believed it was the only way we were going to continue to exist as a free nation. It's not just some wild-eyed preacher thing today. I turn from my wicked ways. How'd we do? Good. Then that last part. Then will I hear from heaven, God says, and I will forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? God will hear. God will forgive. God will heal. Would you say that with me? God will hear. God will forgive. God will heal. Can we make that personal? Let's do it. Let's put me on the end. God will hear me. God will forgive me. God will heal me. Can we do that again? Didn't that feel good? Say, how's that feel? That felt cleansing, didn't it? Come on. God will hear me. God will forgive me. God will heal me. Even if others won't forgive you, He will. If you're true and honest and you do it His way. Amen. Old-fashioned freedom. Say it with me, would you? Loud. Come on. It's up to me. And if we're going to keep America free. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the message this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.